Hi, this is Bennett Tomlin with your Scientific Nutrition Update, the show where in 5 to 10 minutes you get my quick thoughts on something new or interesting in the world of health, nutrition, or fitness. For today's episode, we're going to talk about glycolysis. This is one of these occasional episodes where I focus in on one specific area or pathway in my area of expertise, biochemistry. This is going to focus more on the pure science and less on applications. This episode is meant for those nerds like me who really love to get down and dirty in the nitty-gritty. If all you care about is directly applicable tips, I'm going to recommend that you move on. So what is glycolysis? Glycolysis is one of the basic carbohydrate metabolic pathways. It's also one of the most basic energy generation pathways in almost any organism. It's the pathway that breaks glucose down into pyruvate, which can then enter the citric acid cycle. It's basically the beginning of a whole bunch of different pathways, and because of that, it's really important. It is also a pathway that stays almost exactly the same no matter what organism you look at, suggesting it has a really long evolutionary history. It's an anaerobic process, meaning that it doesn't require oxygen to progress. However, the products often do enter aerobic pathways afterwards. So briefly, glycolysis is a process that converts glucose into two pyruvate molecules while also taking NAD+ and ADP and converting them into their high-energy forms, NADH and ATP. Now, ADP is adenosine diphosphate and ATP is adenosine triphosphate. ATP, adenosine triphosphate, is going to generally be considered like the fuel for a lot of metabolic processes in your body. It's a very high-energy molecule. What distinguishes glycolysis from a lot of other pathways is its universality, meaning it's in so many different organisms, and that it can proceed anaerobically. Glycolysis, however, is relatively inefficient, and as such, it's very tightly controlled metabolically. Most critically, the control points is phosphofructokinase enzyme, which is responsible for converting fructose-6-phosphate to fructose-1,6-bisphosphate. This step represents the pacemaker step in the pathway. High levels of ATP, which is one of the products of this reaction, inhibit this step, preventing the process from advancing when it's unnecessary. So again, when we already have a bunch of the energy, we don't need to be spending energy or using this inefficient process. So it inhibits this enzyme so the pathway doesn't progress. However, the action of this enzyme is promoted when there's a greater concentration of adenosine monophosphate, which is a low energy form of this molecule, thus promoting more energy creation when it's needed. There's also an earlier regulation point at hexokinase that can help prevent it from even progressing to the phosphofructokinase. That enzyme is inhibited by the presence of glucose-6-phosphate, which is the product of this enzyme. So the first step in the reaction, we take the glucose, it goes through hexokinase and it becomes glucose-6-phosphate. If this glucose-6-phosphate is not then used either in this pathway or a different one, it inhibits this hexokinase enzyme because it's showing we don't need any more glucose-6-phosphate to help make this process as efficient as possible. There's also a final regulation point at pyruvate kinase, which is the final step. This is inhibited by ATP, so this step is all about controlling the continual flow of ATP out of this. We don't need to be producing more ATP than we're using. So if there's already sufficient supplies, we hold this and wait till it's needed, and then the pyruvate kinase converts it into the pyruvate and we get the ATP. So why do you need to know any of this? You don't. This is learning for the sake of learning. It's also important to understand some of these basic pathways because many of the more interesting and advanced pathways interact with these simple ones or interact with products from these simple ones. So understanding this kind of simple pathway gives you a better foundation to understand a lot more of the interesting ones. And quite honestly, I just think it's fun to learn. Remember, you can always find the show notes for this episode and the rest at scinutrient.com/podcast. That's scinutrient.com/podcast. If you find any great journal articles on anything you think I might find interesting, email them to me at scinutrient@gmail.com. If you have any other questions, send me a voice message on Anchor, and I'll try to answer them on this podcast. If you want to learn more about intermittent fasting, consider checking out my book, The Optimized Guide to Intermittent Fasting. And if you enjoyed this podcast, please subscribe and leave a review. It helps more than you know. Thank you for tuning in. And remember, live long, live healthy, but most of all, live happy.
Oh, thank you.